Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is such a pleasure to be with all of you here today on such an auspicious day of 11-11. Can't get any better than that, believe me. My name is Brigitte Boyer, and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. And he mentioned to me that he might actually bring through his higher aspect Aeolia today too, so we'll just see what happens. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way for you to get extra support. The times of great change, certainly at this time, are rather intense, so anything that helps you on your path of enlightenment, this is a great option for that. All the music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to my resource tab on my website. So, let's begin with the show now, with the 11-11 show of consciousness expansion. Wow. That certainly is a mouthful, but consciousness expansion takes place the moment we allow ourselves to move beyond our small little world that we live in, step outside of it, and see what's beyond that world. And that usually happens when we pay attention. Pay attention to the people around us. Pay attention to that, what might even create a little bit of fear and discomfort. And yet by going there, we can actually maybe even find that underneath that fear and discomfort is only something that will actually empower us and make us happier and will give us a sense of fulfillment that we didn't think was even there. And so sometimes in facing our fears, facing adversity, we transform ourselves in a way that we can become more of who we are. I find 11-11, you know, when I was little, I never really thought about these things like that. But when I grew up in Germany, they always celebrated on 11-11. Later on, they changed the date a little bit, but the day of St. Martin. And St. Martin was, he was like a soldier who always went out of his way to help people, to help homeless people, to support people. So he went beyond his world of being a soldier and just doing the soldier work and looked around to see what else is there and became very altruistic, very supportive of those in need. And so tradition in Germany was, and maybe still is, that you had your own lantern with a candle inside and children gathered in the town that you lived in, and we all followed this beautiful white horse with an actor was sitting on the white horse pretending to be St. Martin in his beautiful kind of soldier clothes with a big red coat or robe, riding up to a mountain. And luckily in Germany, you have these ancient castles. And where I lived, there was this beautiful old castle. And we all followed, singing songs, followed the horse that slowly walked up the path to the castle, to the real old castle where there was a bonfire. And we witnessed how he cut with his sword, his coat, and gave a piece of his coat to a homeless person. And that was a celebration. And then we used to get like free sweets given out, like rolls with raisin bread rolls. It was a real special time. And it always happened on 11-11 or like 11-10 the day before. And I thought, isn't it interesting that even so we, on a spiritual level, we might not know what 1111 is all about. 1111 holds just this powerful coding that calls to you, that touches you deep in your soul and wants you to become aware, wants you to do a reality check. So when you see 1111 on your clock or anywhere at any time, it's a message from the galaxy, from the spiritual hierarchy of light, saying to you, stop. Where are your thoughts? Where do you find yourself right now? And there's no judgment. They're just really saying, where are you with your consciousness right now? And is it where you are that you like where you are? Do you enjoy it? Does it make you happy? Is it empowering to you? And if not, change your thoughts. Change your belief system. Change the way you act. So 1111 becomes a call by the hierarchy of light saying to you, wake up. Wake up, open your eyes, and see what's really there. And often 1111 will also happen to give you a little bit of a pat on the back to say, look at that. Look how much you appreciated for what you've done. And be aware that what you do makes a difference, even so you sometimes think it might not make a difference. So it is not always the judgment of, hey, watch what you're thinking because you're thinking of separation and pain and problems. Sometimes it's also empowering you to see how beautiful you're already doing. So 1111 has this coding, this galactic coding, this ancient coding that we react to, that we feel called to. And Saint Germain will go a little bit more about the significance of the two ones being a master number as it is. And so today we celebrate this day and we celebrate our connection to God, so it's great all that is, that we are not alone, that we are ready to face more of who we are, that we are ready to face more of our divine self, and that we are ready to cross the threshold, leaving the old behind and stepping into a whole new experience of who we are. So this 1111 date is also a day that is about choices. And leading up to these days, it's been intense for a lot of us because we've gone once again through a form of purging and releasing where we had to make, well, first we had to become aware that a choice had to be made. And sometimes it is the crisis that makes us aware of something that simply no longer works, that just no longer serves us. So we might be in the midst of a crisis and then we are saying, wait a minute, I got to end this relationship. I got to begin a new relationship. I have to do this. I have to do that. I'm ready to let go of this situation. So it is a powerful time. And it leads us to this threshold that Saint Germain is going to support us to cross over, where we say yes to our more expanded self. We release all the fear and worries about not being ready, not being good enough, not being prepared enough, not having enough resources, whatever it is. It's that step of trust and faith, of saying yes to you and yes to your divine essence and yes that you are capable and you can do this and you are ready to face yourself in a way that you haven't done so before. So for you to even listen to this, it's a message to you that you're so ready. You're such a gifted healer, teacher, guide, all in your own way. You have such an incredibly beautiful heart. Know that, feel that within yourself. And know that that makes a difference. Your love, your willingness to walk this path of enlightenment and turning around and reaching out to help others as well along the way. That is such a profound gift that you give to Earth and to humanity as a whole. So thank you for being here at this time and for being ready to just move across another threshold, to move even further into a place of illumination and to release even further what no longer serves you, to then in turn tread a path that others can follow. So that being said, I will introduce Saint Germain and we will have Saint Germain talking a little bit more about the 1111 portal, the multidimensional portal, and what it means to you. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. It is with so much love that I, Saint Germain, come before you at this time of great awakening. And it truly is an auspicious time, signified by the number 11, that is asking you to have the courage to come face to face with your own divine self, to look beyond the shadows, to look beyond that what you often judge about yourself, and to go deeper, and to look deeper, and to see what is really there. Whenever you receive the 1111 coding as a signal, it asks you to pay attention, to really pay attention to you, to pay attention to you being part of something so much greater, and to allow yourself to be cradled in that greater consciousness that you're part of, to be cradled in that love and compassion that is there for you and that honors you for your willingness to choose to come here to Earth and to continuously tread a path out of the darkness and into the light. And that is the power of transformation. That is the alchemical process by which you bring two opposing forces together and merge them so that they can become something new. And so in many ways, 1111 is an alchemical number. It asks you to bring opposing forces together. It asks you to step in front of your divine I Am presence and to have enough self-love and self-forgiveness to feel worthy of the merging with a higher aspect of yourself. And so I ask you now, do you feel worthy of that greater love from your divine I Am presence, from your spiritual self, from God, Source, Creator, all that is? And this goes beyond your mind saying yes. The yes I'm looking for is a heartfelt yes of your body, your soul, and your spiritual self being in full alignment. A yes that goes beyond a doubt. A yes that knows that there's only one way for you to go, and that is into the expanded experience of your divine self. And so you are stepping towards a threshold of consciousness expansion because you're ready, because it is your love that has carried you. So all the experience you've had in this lifetime and other lifetimes before, and still here you are, not giving up, continuing to believe that there is reason, that there's purpose, and that you play a greater part in creation, that you have a role within the divine plan, and that you're committed to finding out what that is every day, every moment in your life. And so we are so grateful for you to step to this threshold. And it won't be me guiding you across this threshold. It will be my higher aspect, Aeolia, who will do this inner journey. But I want you to feel the love that we have for you, deep within every cell of your body. 1111 does not mark a judgment day. On the contrary, it is a gift to you for all the work you've done. It is a divine dispensation helping you forward on your spiritual path, awakening more of your divine gifts, allowing you to see more within the matrix of creation and of all that is, allowing you to look beyond the limitations, beyond the illusions, seeing what is really there underneath layers and layers of duality and separation. So with that, we are going to play another beautiful piece of music by Mike Snyder, who has channeled this to assist in bringing forth my higher aspect, Aeolia. So Michael, if you can play this now, please. Greetings to all of you. I am Aeolia, and it is a great honor to be with you here at this time, whatever that time is for you. You might be worried if you listen to a recording of this. Do not worry. Everything is happening beyond time and space from this point on. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths and feel within you that beautiful divine flame that is your true essence. It is time for you to fully complete all processes from the past, to release them, to let them go, and to step out of the fire of transformation like a phoenix out of ashes. Spread your wings and fly, showing your new colors to the world. And so I invite you to feel layers and layers of the past slowly falling off of you. Use your breathing to support this process, in and out, like the in-breaths and out-breaths of God we so often refer to. As you're an aspect of that, your breath is that too. And so if there are old wounds and memories of the past where you felt hurt or rejected, release them. If you feel that there's still too much pain in your heart to do that, simply be willing to choose to let that go when the time is appropriate. Again, deep breaths in and out. And as those layers are being released, you can feel yourself being lifted upwards and outwards into a beautiful sphere of light. For everyone, the sphere of light will look slightly different. But now that the sphere of light can journey beyond time and space, it can take you wherever you need to go in a safe and most beautiful way. So allow this sphere now to lift you up further and further. And you can see the beautiful earth becoming smaller and smaller. And you're feeling a call a magnetic pull that your sphere of light is reacting to. It is the heart of this galaxy that is calling you to join it. And so you can feel your sphere of light simply floating to the central sun of this galaxy. And as you come closer, it becomes this beautiful doorway into a sacred chamber of preparation. And at its entrance, your sphere of light opens up and you can simply step out into the sacred chamber that is within the heart of this galaxy. And you're being greeted by your spiritual guides with great joy and with much love. And you're taken deeper into this sacred chamber that is vast and open, like a cathedral. And again, for every one of you, you will experience this sacred place uniquely different. Because this part of the heart of this galaxy is also a part of your own heart. And so it might remind you of an ancient Greek temple. Or for someone else, it might be a vast open space of light. For someone else, it might be this beautiful nature path that you find yourself on, surrounded by trees. There is no set way that you will experience the sacred heart within the galaxy, this place of preparation. And as your spirit guides are taking you deeper into this place, you're coming to an opening where there's something that appears to be a mirror showing your reflection. And so I invite you now to step in front of your reflection and take a look at you in the vibrational frequency of the galactic heart, with the highest form of love and appreciation the hierarchy of light has for you. Take a look. Take a real good look at who you are, who you really are. And again, don't limit yourself with your mind, but experience who you are also with your heart. This mirror becomes an opening. It becomes a portal. And so you see your divine self on the other side. And a guardian is stepping forward now, looking you right into your eyes, asking you, are you ready to let go of everything that no longer serves you? Are you ready? And so within yourself, release all of that. Say either yes or no, but if you say yes, be committed to releasing everything that no longer serves you. And the guardian now is asking you also if you are willing to fully accept your divine essence in the highest form of love and non-judgment so that it can further merge with you, so that your divine I Am presence can more effectively work with you and through you to guide you on your path of enlightenment. Are you willing to accept that? And again, within yourself, say, yes, I am. And thirdly, the guardian asked you, are you willing to accept the responsibilities that come with opening up to your greater gifts? Because as you open up to your greater divine abilities, there will be responsibilities. There will be the need to use those gifts, sometimes not at the most convenient situation, sometimes fully free and in an environment that you might not necessarily have chosen for using your divine gifts. And it might be under circumstances where you even might feel that it will be not recognized as what it is. But the guardian wants to know if you're willing to still use the divine gifts that are yours, no matter what. Fully owning the responsibility of wielding such divine power within you and through you. Then say, within you, yes, I am. Now the guardian is pulling a sword. And with this sword, he's opening up more of the veils that have been keeping you limited, that have not permitted you to see more of yourself for many reasons, necessary reasons. And the guardian is putting his hand on your forehead, activating fully the 1111 frequency within you. And as he does that, he also has one hand that is touching the portal that has kept you separate from your higher self, from your divine I Am presence. And the activation within you is like opening up a lock. It is like putting a key into every cell memory within you. Putting a key within your DNA, lighting it up, getting you fully ready for that moment to expand your consciousness into more of who you are. So, now that you're ready, the guardian is stepping aside, giving you free passage across this threshold, merging with your own divine self, with your own divine I Am presence, coming face to face with your God self and becoming one. And so now that the parameters have been set, this right now is the date of 11/11 at 11:11 p.m., regardless of where you are, regardless of what time or date you're coming from, this is what this frequency is set for, what this sacred place is set for you, right now. So when you're ready, cross the threshold, and not only allow yourself to become one with your divine spiritual self, but then at that moment, allow your consciousness to expand further and further out until you can feel not only the galaxy within you, but the universe and all the universes until you can feel all of creation within you. And as you do that, sacred coding of light will be downloaded into you, into your light body, into your spiritual, mental, emotional, and your physical body at this time. And for this process, I simply want you to allow yourself to receive, to expand your consciousness, and to be one with your divine I Am presence in this process. And we will play music for that. So, cross the threshold now, become one with your divine I Am presence, expand your consciousness to all that is incorporated within you, and receive the downloading of light coding within every part of yourself. So allow yourself now to once again feel yourself being the expanded you. Just bring your state of mind, of heart, right back to that oneness. The oneness of you within your divine I Am presence, all one. And you've expanded yourself outwards in the knowing that you truly incorporate within you all that is. Just like you're an aspect of God, Source Creator, all that is. God, Source Creator, all that is also an aspect of you. There is no separation. There's only oneness. And the more you live by the universal law of oneness, the easier life will become for you. So allow again yourself to, in this alignment now, to bring yourself back into this sacred chamber that you stepped out from, the sphere of light. But you're no longer the one that entered this sacred chamber. You've changed. And I want you to own this change. You are truly a different human being. And we want you to not feel uncomfortable with being called a human being. This is what we need you to be right now. To anchor these light codings, to anchor this frequency of love and light on earth, through your feet, through your words, through your touch, through your whole life. So we need you to be willing to be a human being for right now, and to accept it and to embrace it and to celebrate it and not reject it. So bring yourself now from this place of merging through the sacred chamber back to that sphere of light. And know that your spirit guides, who you're leaving behind now, will always be there for you. So the changed you is now stepping into that sphere of light, and that sphere of light is slowly taking you back to earth. And again, look upon the beauty of earth. This is where you have chosen to come to do your spiritual work, to be the messenger of love and light, to show that life can be different, that peace can win over war, that love can win over fear, and not winning by suppressing, but by raising fear up to another level. By raising the consciousness up that has been focused on war to see that there can be other solutions. In America, today is celebrated as Veterans Day. Let's honor for a moment those who've gone out there in the belief that if someone had to fight, at least they were the ones doing it, so nobody else had to do it. That is a big task. And yes, we can judge it, but yet they've done it so you could be in peace and you didn't have to do it. So let's send all of those veterans that are on earth right now by looking upon the earth our tremendous love and gratitude for their willingness to overcome their fear and to do what others can't do. And so now bring that sphere of light slowly down back to your physical body. But before you enter your physical body again, use this mode of transportation to look around in your life and to touch with this new frequency that you hold. Touch your life for a moment. Touch and bless your home, your neighborhood, your work. Touch and bless it. through intent, through sending your unique frequency out to touch it. You can do that through focusing on extending yourself beyond your light body out to touch that what is around you. And I want you to get so used to that on a daily basis, to acknowledge that with the essence that you hold, with the vibration that you hold, with the light coding that is within you, you truly make a difference. You might sometimes feel like you're only a tiny drop in a vast ocean. But I promise you, without this drop, the ocean would not be complete. And I, Aeolia, am the master of completion. So now that you are needed to complete what there is on earth right now. So, after you went around blessing everything, bring yourself slowly back out of the sphere that is hovering over your crown back into your physical body. Just bring yourself back into your body. Just take a moment to feel your human self and to infuse all those light codings and your light essence and your divine I'm presence into your physical body further. Take your time. Use again the breaths to support this process. As you breathe in, bring more of your divine self, of your light body into you. And as you breathe out any tension, anything that is holding you back from accepting your true self. Again, breathe in and breathe out. Feel your feet connected to the earth. Feel yourself being in peace. There's nothing you have to do with this. Simply allow yourself to be that open vessel. That is what your human body is about. It is the open vessel. It's your physical chalice, so to speak, your physical holy grail that holds your spiritual self. So it is important to honor your body instead of rushing the process. Honoring your body. And know that in the next days and even weeks, you're going to have to integrate this new frequency, not only within every cell of your body, but also within your life. You will look upon your life with new eyes. And at times, it might almost be like a shock for you what you suddenly see that you've ignored before. But don't be afraid. These are momentous times for humanity. It is a time to not only complete your process, but for humanity and Earth as a whole to go through a process of completion. December 21st, 2012 symbolized that. But as you can imagine, old habits are not released that easily. And so it is a process, bringing in a new paradigm of love, peace, and oneness. And so, give yourself that time too. Give yourself that type of love too that you're deserving. And so now that I, Aeolia, will very much support you in this process, you might not have heard of me before, and that is okay. You can certainly also call on Saint Germain to support you in this process. The reason I stepped in was because you are capable of holding such a higher frequency now. You're capable of so much more. And yes, with that more does come a greater responsibility, but do not be afraid of your power. Celebrate it. You're not the one that you were before. And you're not the one that in another lifetime might have destroyed cities, countries, even planets. That was an experience that you've had for your own spiritual growth process. It is nothing that you have to repeat again. So feel safe in who you are. And know that you are very much watched over. So my love is with you always. I am Aeolia. And know that there's much you can look forward to. And I will at this point not give the word back to Saint Germain. I will give the word right back to Brigida. But know that Saint Germain is with you in this process very much too. Blessings to all of you. I am Aeolia. And my power is your power. My wisdom is your wisdom. My light is your light. My love is with you forever. And it is so. Amen. Namaste. Well, thank you, Ascended Master Aeolia and Saint Germain, for this beautiful journey across the threshold of the 1111 gateway. It is hard for me to come back from that, so my apologies. But now that the energies will continue for you to work on you, so be supportive of your own self. Just be kind to yourself in this process. Drink lots of water and allow yourself the rest that your body is asking for. I thank you so much for being part of our show today or for any of our shows that you've been part of. I know this will help you on your path of enlightenment, and it will help you in bringing more abundance, love, joy, and peace to you as you continue in your own transformational process. I am very much looking forward to being with all of you again next week. Next week, we are going to have Master Paul the Venetian and Archangel Chamuel with us, who are the ones who are working with the third ray of love, so it will help us integrate these energies even more. So make sure you listen to the show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. Blessings to all of you on this auspicious day of 1111. I am Brigida Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Peace out, and my love is with you. And it is so.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigida Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.